brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they're beating the war drums up to ramming speed right now and saying that they're going to may start bombing within days. McCain is literally licking his lips right now. The evidence is overwhelming. This is a false flag. No logic that Assad would, in a crowded area, attack an area partially held by his forces, partially held by the al-Qaeda rebels. The Russians are putting a larger fleet in. The United States, under globalist control, is as well. And then, you know why the globalists do stuff like this. They know once a war officially starts, not declared by Congress, but once they call it a war, people will just get behind the president. And that will get Obama's approval rating up. They'll give him another peace prize, probably. And they'll put al-Qaeda in charge, and our media won't cover the mass murder they engage in. Let's go back to your phone calls. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us to talk about all this and more. But let's get back to your calls. Who's been holding the longest here? Dave's retired police, U.S. Capitol Security. Dave in Ohio, what's your take on this situation that's going on? And the DOD training manual saying the founding fathers are extremists and would not be welcome in the military today.
The great Alex Jones. How are you doing, Alex Jones?
Good, sir. You're the great Dave. What's your take on this?
Well, yes, sir. I remember John McCain, John Sidney McCain III, and Lindsey Graham had a visit on the 4th of July. They visited the troops in Afghanistan, and then they conveniently made a trip to Syria. I was just wondering, how convenient is this? And right after that, less than a month, we have this chemical attack. And this visit was actually with the rebels. And we all know that the rebels are al-Qaeda. So this smells fishy from the beginning. And I'm just trying to figure out, does anybody remember this? Because the American people have a short-term memory. So if you can maybe shed some light on that. And also, John McCain is a communist. I don't know if people realize that or not. When he was captured by the Vietnamese, there's a whole big story about that whole capture thing. You did a big piece on that.
Absolutely. He turned against the other guys pretty much immediately. He said, listen, I'm with you. And he lived out his days in a palatial mansion with prostitutes while all the other guys were tortured, some of them to death. And he's an anti-gun, anti-American, total piece of trash. And, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, he is. The Patriot Summit. This is what I would love to see, Alex. I would love to see a Patriot Summit with the restoration of the Constitution being the topic. What would our founding fathers be doing right now?
I mean, well, you know, they're terrorists. What do you make of the 135-page DOD document Judicial Watch got where they say, and I actually have the quote here, that the founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military because they were extremists. And it goes on to say, nowadays, the manual explains, instead of dressing in sheets or publicly espousing hate messages, many extremists will talk of individual liberty, states' rights, and how to make the world a better place. So making the world a better place, that's pretty terrorist, isn't it?
That would be a terrorist when you're a communist country and when your country has been taken over by communists. This is the assertion, and this is the declaration that they have made. So, you know, this is the question that I ask myself all the time. What would our founding fathers be doing right now at this moment? I mean, they're actually having to be turning over in their grave. They died and shed blood for this country. They'll see what's going on right now. It's just unbelievable. Every time I see something, it just makes my skin crawl because I'm like, wow. Like the spirit inside of me is screaming out, what can we do? And they thumb down the American people. The American people have received so much disinformation and low information that they can't do anything. And it's not their fault. I
mean, wow, that's it. It's the spirit in you screaming out. That's the best way to describe when you get outraged by this stuff and have a conscience and have discernment. It's outrageous to watch the wicked just commit all these atrocities against innocents and then blame their enemies for the atrocities they've done. And then we think about how they're, we see all this propaganda and we go, man, that's incredible. That discredits them. But they've got a dumbed down constituency that buys it all. And so that's why they're doing that. Very well said, sir. Thank you, Dave. Let's talk to, to Joe and then Mike and then Max and others. We're talking to current or former military or police about your take on the Founding Fathers, an official Army training manual, are bad. I mean, that sounds like a Monty Python skit or something. I mean, it's just so over the top.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped IFU's Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just-in-Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had an article on InfoWars.com that hacked emails show that Washington planned to stage a chemical attack in Syria. And I remember when that came out, it turned out it was a real group, but then they tried to spin it. And John Harmon just reminded me about that in my ear literally 30 seconds ago. That's why I was almost late coming back there. There it is. Hacked emails reveal Washington approved plan to stage chemical weapons attack in Syria. Obama administration complicit in war crime. Oh, my gosh. That was 8 months ago. And I'd forgotten about that. And our article ended up getting picked up by, like, the Daily Mail and the Telegraph in England and stuff. See, I mean, we just fire and forget, folks. We break all this huge news and then just forget what we even covered in the past and move on. But as Assad has said, why would I stage an attack in a crowded city on civilians when the West says they're going to come bomb us and take over when we're winning the war against Al-Qaeda that you've been putting into the country for 2.5 years and that are killing the Christians? And I took a bunch of active duty calls, 3 or 4 of them last hour, really eloquently breaking down that they've been bringing troops into Al-Qaeda for 2.5 years out of Iraq into Syria. And that's all come out. And the main force is Al-Qaeda. And our government's backing it all over. But we're talking to Mike, Joe, Jeremy, Max, and others. A lot of these folks are former. We're going to go to Joe and Mike and Jeremy here in a minute. But Max is in Wisconsin. We're going to go to him first. He's active military. He wants to talk about Syria because I want to get active military's take on this. This looks like a false flag to me, but the Russians are massing their ships. They've got troops there. I'm no fan of Assad, but he's like Mubarak, not a bad guy compared to Al-Qaeda. What is your take on what's happening, and what are other military people you're talking to? What are they saying about this?
Hey, Defender of Mankind. I'm part of Conaganda Distribution, and I'll get right to it. Syria is not only a military op, but also a psyop aimed towards the U.S. and the world at large. And everything you're saying is pretty much on the money. But I'd like to ask if you are aware of satanic psyops aimed towards young adults / children here stateside?
Man, all I know is almost every one of these singers that targets tweenies, like 8, 9, 10-year-old girls, it's open Satanism, open orgies. I mean, they know, whether you believe in the devil or not, folks, that if they can make you immoral and when you're young, destroy your innocence, that you'll probably not develop into a strong spiritual person that's good. They want to destroy you while you're young. And the whole New World Order is a satanic system. So I mean, I'm aware of a lot of it, but, I mean, what specifically?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of it, but all over the country here in the U.S. in the past, let's say 10 years more often, there's been these festivals, music festivals, and they're kind of held in rural, highly religious areas, and pretty much they have security to restrict normal people bringing in normal drugs. Drugs are part of a festival. And then, like how you often said, the federal people will bring the drugs themselves, drugs like 25i, LSD, DMT, and so on and so forth. And it's very timed out, very coordinated. You can see the skulls on the hats, the 666 on the shirts. They're pretty overt, like you said, with the sunglasses, the buffed-up guys, and black SUVs, helicopters, the whole nine yards.
Well, yes, I am actually aware that this has been declassified, that in the 50s, they rolled out the LSD raw at all the major universities, the CIA did, and then they rolled out the way to design it, the ingredients list, the formula. And then, yes, I am aware that a lot of the hardcore hallucinogens are being brought in because they think they've already got the youth so brain scrambled that then by putting them on this stuff, it'll make them get more scrambled. In fact, these drugs are used in mind control. There's some studies showing that if you're actually aware and awake, limited use could actually boost IQ, depending on the studies you read. But for the average dumbed-down person, we exposed, and it became national news with our sources in Minnesota, the police bringing hard drugs to Occupy to get them, all the young kids, on drugs to then make them dealers of the state police in Minnesota. So, yes, amazing. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jeremy in Indiana, then Joe and Mike. No. Mike's been holding the longest. Mike in California, former Army, wants to talk about chemical warfare. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I served in the National Guard for 4 years, and I was the NBC guy for my unit, the Nuclear Biological Chemical Warfare Specialist. The one thing that kind of raises eyebrows to me is they haven't disclosed what chemical agent was used, which nerve gas was used. A lot of times that'll give away the signature of who used it, because everybody likes their own little flavor, if you will, with the nerve gas.
Exactly. And the last three times, they did the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And prior to, you know, me going through the advanced part of the training, there was a clip that back in 2002 that was shown on CNN where an undisclosed terrorist group was using nerve gas, and they showed what it did to a dog. And it was all over the place. So it does smell kind of fishy, especially since Russia is beefing up everything, and then you have the Snowden thing still playing around in the background. It's all a setup.
Well, sir, I mean, here's the issue. Three times in the last 2 years, the rebels have been caught later when the signature comes out. Even the UN had to admit earlier this year, oh, that is the signature of the gas the jihadis have. Okay, yeah, they did shoot some videos in Syria showing them training with it, separate from the older dog video. I've seen that terrible video as well with the yellow little mutt dog they kill. And, I mean, the timing of the massing forces, the contracts, the foreign troops massing in Jordan, in other areas. I mean, this is the big war push to get this invasion going. Do we have Dr. Corsi? Okay, fantastic. We're going to go to him then. We're just getting him on Skype right now. Anything else you'd like to add, Mike?
No, Alex, I've been listening to you for like almost 7 months now. This is the first time calling in, and you guys make a lot of sense, man, especially my dad was very active with the military. He was a Special Forces in the Marine Corps, better known as Force Recon. So he was privy to a lot of stuff during Vietnam. On top of that, he still kept close to what was going on. He actually had paperwork from the Pentagon 2 months before Oklahoma City happened saying it was going to happen.
Wow, yeah, the Pentagon was definitely involved. The Army was. He was a captain by then, Captain McVeigh in Special Forces. They set him up bad. And, yeah, I've talked to the police, the ones they haven't killed. I mean, they even know who bombed it. And McVeigh thought it was a drill and then really freaked out when they were actually going to bomb the daycare center, and that's why they decided to set him up. Earlier, they were probably going to blame some local Iraqis, but they just went with that. Very complex situation. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. You ought to get those documents out, do a YouTube with those. That's very important. All right. I wanted to get, for the balance of the hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi on because I saw an article he did for WND.com, WorldNet Daily, last Friday about Obama's connections to his cousins in the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, Odinga was made to be the prime minister after they rioted and killed people all over the country, and Obama's senatorial emails are public where he advised him how to do it. So, yes, Obama is Muslim Brotherhood. But from my research, but that's another cover. They're just manipulating that group. So I wanted to segue into that briefly, then get Dr. Corsi, because he's worked in security in the Middle East as a contractor to the State Department and other things, get his take on where all this is going. And the chemical attack that I think all the evidence shows was a false flag. Dr. Corsi has a PhD from Harvard University in political science, and he's currently a senior writer for WorldNet Daily. And he's got a whole bunch of number one New York Times bestsellers, and we'll tell you about those as well. But Dr. Corsi, we're going to break in about 2 minutes. Briefly, what is your take on the situation with all this Muslim Brotherhood news coming out and Obama's family?
Well, I think the bottom line is that the Egyptian government, the current government, the military, have decided to out the Muslim Brotherhood. They're prosecuting the Muslim Brotherhood. In the process, they want the world to know that the Obama administration is very tightly tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, including in financial ties to the Obama family. So the news we're going to talk about is news that WND got when it was released by the Egyptian government asking for the United States press to pick up the story.
Wow. And you've written quite a few articles on this. The latest I saw was on Friday. We should check WorldNet Daily. Is there a new article out? And give us the headline. We'll put that on screen.
Well, I have a new article out right now today that argues from some sources in the Middle East that the intention of the Egyptian government when these trials begin from the Muslim Brotherhood is to implicate President Obama directly.
That's bombshell.
In a series of financial transactions with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
Oh, my gosh. And that just broke at WorldNet Daily. Guys, let's put that up on screen as we go to break. This is huge.
We have an article that appeared over the weekend, and then a second article is appearing today.
Unbelievable. Wow. We're going to be right back with Dr. Corsi to break this down. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Obama is backing the Muslim Brotherhood and al-Qaeda in not just Syria and Libya, but in Egypt to murder all the Christians. The word I've got is he has been Muslim Brotherhood. and they're blackmailing him, basically. We'll get Dr. Corsi's take on this. I am just blown away by this breaking news.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Monday through Friday, we're here from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're back weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Find out more about that at InfoWarsNews.com. All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest till the end of the hour, and I knew that he was exposing the whole Muslim Brotherhood situation, and that's all coming out, but I separately read a whole bunch of books and documents and went and looked it up when Obama was running for president. And, you know, the media says, oh, there's a theory he's a Muslim. It's not that if he was just a Muslim. He went to a madrasa in Indonesia, was listed as a Muslim, gives speeches in Egypt saying, you know, I am of your faith, speaks Arabic so good that the Muslims freak out. We don't even really know who he is. He's definitely not who he says he is. The point is that they're using this info, and he is siding with Al-Qaeda, with the Muslim Brotherhood, to a level that's even beyond the CIA playing both sides. I mean, this is getting really weird, folks. Dr. Corsi, you've got the floor. You documented. We just lost him. His Skype's coming back. Skype's a great thing. It sounds great, but you know, and it's great for TV viewers, but it has problems. This is so amazing to see this going on, and I'm wondering geopolitically, all the big banks and the elites funding Obama, what do they think is going to come out of all this? What is their end game? It's amazing that this type of stuff is going on. And when we get Dr. Corsi back on the Skype, we will get him to break all that down for us. We're going to get him on the phone line. But when you're sitting here looking at all this, it just makes the head spin. Because not only is our government funding Al-Qaeda publicly to start wars, stage false flags, you name it, they are also using the Al-Qaeda threat to set up a giant domestic military force that openly trains for war with us and doesn't even hide that fact. And I just watch the general public go blindly about their business. In every case in history, if a political group stands down and is politically uninvolved, doesn't fight for their liberties, they will be enslaved. All right, Doc, we got you. Break down this incredible news that you've got on the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt about to fully expose Obama. This is huge.
Well, let's start out with the story that broke last week. The Egyptian government sent out the head of the, it was a vice president for the Supreme Constitutional Court of Egypt. Her name was Tahani al-Jibali. And she gave a speech and then several interviews in Egyptian television in which she said she wanted the American people to know that President Obama's brother was managing the money of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And that brother is, we've identified as Malik Obama, who is in Kenya. But what Jibali said was very important, that she wanted, said, we want to inform the American people that their president's brother, Obama, is one of the architects of the major investments of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. So we will carry out the law. The Americans will not stop us. We need to open the files and begin court sessions. She said further that the Obama administration knows they've supported terrorism. We're going to open these files so the nations know the truth and the Obama administration is exposed that they have collaborated with terrorists. And it's this reason that the administration fights us. So this is a clear attempt by the Egyptian government to out and embarrass the Obama administration for supporting the Egyptian Brotherhood in Egypt.
You know, I'm speechless here. We have a long 18-minute segment coming up. I want to give you the floor as best we can to lay all this out. But I don't just believe what they say. I've done so much research like you have. I know his cousin Odinga was the treasurer for the Brotherhood. They burned half the country down. Obama advised him in emails, as you know. I want you to give people some history. So this all fits. He and his family would become like the offshore dictators of the Middle East with the Muslim Brotherhood funneling them all the money. My gosh, now it makes sense.
And also, Alex, there's a couple more things about this Malik Obama. One is he is also running money for the Sudanese terrorists. We have him attending a meeting with the president of Sudan, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court for genocide. Sudan is a terrorist nation, according to the State Department, and Malik is running the money for this organization in Sudan. Also, Malik Obama has a foundation in the United States,
wow,
1C3, that has operated illegally for 2 years until Lois Lerner retroactively made it all okay at the IRS.
Sir, when we come back, we're going to give out both the headlines on the articles at worldnetdaily.com. I'm going to put snippets up on Infowars.com right now for direct traffic over there for the full articles. We need to mirror this information. This is so huge, folks, because the guy we've got on has been to Kenya. He's been detained there. He knows the players. We're going to find out how big this is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I wanted to get Dr. Jerome Corsi on to talk about his article about Obama's cousin being Muslim Brotherhood and being connected to the things happening in North Africa. Because when you look at it, Kenya's right beside Egypt. And I know that that's the politics they're running. But when he brought up the two new articles that I hadn't seen yet that I now have scanned over while he was talking, Obama's brother linked to Muslim Brotherhood, evidence, U.S. government bribed Muslim Brotherhood. Now Egypt looks to expose Obama. Everything just clicks because I've read Corsi's book. I've read Tarpley's book on it. I've interviewed other people that have been there. I know the history of it. I don't just get Corsi on and believe him, though I know that he's an honorable guy who tells the truth and has broken a lot of big international stories. But I just literally had an adrenaline rush, not in a positive way, like being punched in the stomach, when all this clicked together like the tumblers on a safe. And I immediately feared for Dr. Corsi's life, who I know has been threatened before, because they're scared of him. And I immediately then saw Syria, Libya in context, and everything kind of clicked. I don't know if he agrees with me, but he's an international crisis manager, political science, PhD, Harvard, worked for, you know, the big banks, you name it. He's a really smart guy who has all the connections. But it all kind of came into view here. Is he a Muslim extremist? Isn't he? He's just a profiteer pirate working for big banks and people that want to make money. That's why they fund him, to put the jihadis in to loot the Middle East and give all the money and property to them. Because these aren't just allegations from Egypt. When I was reading your article, I'm like, wait, this has come out before in this country. This has come out before in Sudan. It's come out before in Kenya. And then it all clicked. They're going to burn down the Middle East and hand it all over to themselves as a mafia. This is unbelievable. And then the magnitude of the Egyptian military turning against it, defending the Christians, CNN calling them when they kill 25 cops, calling them activists, that CNN's involved in this. Am I right in saying that if this all comes out, Dr. Corsi, this could bring down this criminal faction of the New World Order? You've got the floor. Give us the history, all of it, how big this is. Do you agree with what I just said?
Well, I think you're right, Alex. Let's detail some of it. I mean, the article I published over the weekend, which shows a document in an Egyptian government document that we got out of the Middle East, WND. And what this is it's a government document listing from the Minister of Foreign Affairs the names of Muslim Brotherhood leaders in Egypt and the amount in bribes that they were paid in U.S. dollars by the Obama administration, with the money sent through the U.S. embassy in Cairo, the money paid over to the Morsi government, to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and then handed out to this list of Muslim Brotherhood leaders. And they came in, the Muslim Brotherhood leaders, and signed for the money. It's a receipt. The amounts of money paid are up to $850,000 a year. And this is an authenticated document. It's going to be presented at the trials of the Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo, alleging that these Muslim Brotherhood leaders are spies working for Obama, being paid by the Obama administration. And here's the documentary evidence of it, which we have in advance of the trial through our sources in Cairo. It's incredible. I mean, it's a list of the Muslim Brotherhood bad guys being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars off the books by the United States government, the Obama administration, through our embassy in Cairo, paid via the Morsi government. This document was obtained when the Morsi government was deposed and the military went in and occupied the offices.
This is unbelievable. Is this why they're trying to ratchet up the Syria thing right now as a distraction? And what do you expect them to do to try to cover this up? And how are things going for the democratic, socialist, communist wing of the New World Order in their takeover of the Middle East?
Well, this is going to be explosive because the Egyptian government has announced in the newspapers, and we even cite the newspapers in the Middle East, this newspaper, Al-Sarun, which published in Egypt over the weekend, that this document existed and was going to be introduced at the trials of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Egyptian government has come out and said that they want to expose the Obama administration's ties to terrorists, namely the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Remember, the Muslim Brotherhood, before the Morsi government came in, was outlawed under Mubarak in Egypt. It was an outlaw organization. When Morsi came in and won the election, brought in the Muslim Brotherhood, Obama celebrated it. He said this was a positive development. Now it turns out that Obama had been paying, administration had been paying Muslim Brotherhood under the table through our embassy in Cairo with the cooperation. We even have the receipt with the signed signatures on it of the Muslim Brotherhood members that got paid these hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. Now, this document is going to be an explosive document all through the Middle East, because it puts the Obama administration on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood terrorists under the table. I mean, this makes things like Iran-Contra pale in significance compared to the magnitude of this behavior, which, when fully documented, I think is going to lead to treason charges. I mean, I think it's of that magnitude.
And by the way, I mean, you wrote Unfit for Command. You've done so many things that have ended up deciding presidential elections. You don't toot your own horn. You don't make idle statements like this. In fact, I think in the decade I've been interviewing you, Dr. Corsi, I don't think I've ever heard you make bold statements like this, but I agree. I mean, I was blindsided. I was getting you on just about the Muslim Brotherhood stuff and some funding of it. But what you brought out now, what's in the Egyptian news, is sensational. But I'm concerned about what they'll do to distract us from all of this. And I also want to know, how does this tie into Benghazi? Because we know there was a cover up there of the missiles being transferred. We know elements of the government did not want to back al-Qaeda. It looks like that Obama and his controllers may be running a rogue operation, and if so, who is behind it? I mean, it's not just Obama.
Well, let's first deal with Benghazi, because we reported, WND reported, and we've been working with Waleed Shobat, who is also published alongside WND. Waleed is one of our sources. He's former PLO, Arabic speaking. And you remember in Benghazi, when we ran at WND those clips of the latecomers, the second wave of the attack of the terrorists on the Benghazi compound. And when they entered, they said, "Don't shoot at us. We are on your side. We're from Egypt. Morsi sent us." And in fact, in the tape, even if you can't speak Arabic, you can hear them say Morsi, because Morsi was the guy. Now, this is Egyptian terrorists in Libya attacking our embassy in Benghazi. Now, we at that time had put it together with the idea that the Muslim Brotherhood, which was behind the attacks from Egypt on Benghazi, were angling to try to, with the Morsi government, get Obama to release the blind sheikh. And we have not ruled out yet that one of the theories behind the Benghazi attack was to kidnap Ambassador Stevens and exchange him for the blind sheikh. And it seems like this was kind of a behind-the-scenes, backroom deal between the Obama administration, perhaps the CIA, and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, operating with full sanction of the Egyptian government under Morsi. But it would mean that, in a sense, we ourselves, through the CIA, may have been responsible for the attack, and that we were supporting the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, that sent terrorists to Benghazi in Libya to attack the embassy. That's pretty incredible stuff.
Well, exactly. I mean, I had one of those moments, that's why I brought up Benghazi, where it all crystallized, and I saw that triangle from Kenya and what's already been on record, and what your book exposed with the documents, with Odinga and Obama and emails. We'll just have riots, and they'll make you part of the government. And then you see worldwide what's going on. This is what I want to ask you. We know the big banks are behind Obama, the globalists, but geopolitically, I look at what's going on. There's something else there. Who do you think Obama really works for?
Well, I mean, I think it's hard to say, but I mean, first, your idea about money motives, that there's money motives here, I think is quite right. Because, you know, you've got Obama's brother now managing the money of the Muslim Brotherhood. Don't forget that terrorism is big business. So there's a lot of money involved here, a lot of money being stolen. Look at that list of bribes. The bribes are being paid $850,000 a year, $750,000 a year.
Individually, yeah.
Individually. I mean, that's a lot of money in the Middle East to get $850,000. It's a lot of money anywhere to get $850,000 income tax-free, unrecorded, just here's the cash in your pocket, which is the way the Muslim Brotherhood was being paid, the cash, through the Morsi government after it received the cash from the State Department. But I want to go to one of your other points here, Alex, because what it looks like is that the Obama administration is trying to pin these nerve gas attacks on Assad. Now, Russia has said increasingly that, you know, there's no evidence that the Assad government is behind these nerve gas attacks. And I think the truth is that the evidence is very, very thin that the Assad government can be blamed for these attacks. I know there's a drum roll. Obama's now got the UN in inspecting, but it's equal probability. And I think some pretty good evidence that maybe it's the rebels that we're backing who may have launched the nerve attacks. And again, that question's not yet, but if you ask what's the false flag, I mean, clearly if we can have an invasion of Syria with the U.S. military forces involved or cruise missile attacks, it takes the headlines away from the Obama administration paying the Muslim Brotherhood under the carpet through the embassy in Cairo.
But I mean, look, I know there's corrupt forces in the government. It's an empire, and it wants to take over and all the rest of this. But there's a lot of evidence Israel's working with these rebels as well. You've got France really cheerleading, and they're usually on the sidelines. I want to get your take on why that is. And I've had a bunch of special forces and military call in last hour, and they said, yes, what you're saying is exactly what we see going on. But it's been on record. You've got these extremists being staged at bases in Iraq, and in Turkey. You've had Turkey bombarding them with artillery. I mean, this is a 2.5-year attempt to cut that country up. And look, if they took Assad out and like put some real Republican, I'd say, okay, whatever, but that's unconstitutional. This is so immoral. How does Washington and NATO think they're going to get away with turning that country or half of it over to al-Qaeda when they're pulling over truck drivers who aren't Wahhabists and shooting them in the head on video, cutting Christians' heads off, blowing up every church? I mean, I really take it personal that the churches, the media, even conservative media, are not standing up for one of the oldest Christian communities in the world, and that CNN's helping cover it up. It makes me realize, man, there's really some weird hatred of Christians, not just by the Wahhabists, but by the so-called liberals who really are more criminal than I thought. These are sick freaks. I mean, who are these people? Why do they want to do this?
Well, and remember, one of the early purposes, we've been reporting on this at WND all along, that what Ambassador Stevens was doing in Benghazi, and now it appears clear, that was a CIA compound. There were CIA operatives on the ground that night. The last meeting that Stevens had was dinner with one of the diplomatic representatives from Turkey. It looks like the whole purpose of that compound was to run weapons out of Libya via Turkey to get them into the hands.
Sure, we both had that info a week after it happened, and now it's been confirmed, which just shows how this is all an open secret. That's my point. No one seems to care to hide it anymore.
And also, you know, there are no good guys in this story. The rebels that Obama wants to support are fundamentally al-Qaeda, and many of them come from Libya after having attacked our embassy. Remember, Alex, no one has ever been identified by the Obama administration as responsible for the Benghazi attack.
Oh, yeah, they say it's a protest over our First Amendment, and then they arrest the guy that put out the video that's protected.
He's the only guy in jail. There's nobody, none of the attackers, after all these months, are in jail in any country in Northern Africa for the Benghazi attack.
All right, well, listen, I agree with you that if this gets out, this is bigger than Benghazi altogether, and Benghazi's part of it. But the media is so controlled, they call people with rocket launchers and tanks activists and protesters and then criticize the Egyptian military, which I'm not in some love fest with them either, but compared to the radical Muslim Brotherhood running around blowing up churches every day, I mean, what do you expect the military to do?
Well, that's the problem. See, the point is here, when you've got Obama lining up on the side of Assad, Obama also lined up on the side of Morsi, and he funded the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the evidence we've been reporting in WND. It's direct funding of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, when that's going on, that puts Obama on the side of the bad guys, puts him on the side of the terrorists. So Obama says, well, Assad's the real terrorist, but we're supporting. There's no side in this battle in Syria that is anyway.
Exactly, but Assad didn't start it, so under common law and common sense, it is a serious war crime to start this proxy war with Syria.
Well, and in fact, what we're trying to do, I think, here is to prop up the Syrian rebels as if they were freedom fighters. That's what the Obama administration is trying
to do. As if they were Contras.
Right. Well, in fact, this makes the Iran-Contra, this whole thing makes Iran-Contra pale in significance.
Oh, yeah.
None of this has been through Congress. None of this has been approved. None of the money that's going under the table through our embassy to the Muslim Brotherhood. That information is so damaging. I think it alone is the centerpiece of an impeachment trial. But it's really treasonous.
Well, let me ask you this then. Everything's mounting against Obama. His approval rating's plunging. He's got all his advisors saying we need a false flag in the Financial Times of London. Washington Post, they go, gee, a terror attack would sure help, like almost encouraging him. It's so thinly veiled. I expect him to pull some big, big staged event.
Well, that's what I think, you know, the concern about it. It's only hours before we attack Syria. As soon as U.S. military are involved in an attack on Syria, well, then you've got a situation where, it, you know, that becomes the news. U.S. has gone to war with Syria.
And there might actually be real stuff. Iran has come out saying they're going to fire Scuds at Israel if this starts. So, and then Russia comes in. This could be World War III.
How about Russia? Russia's not going to let Assad go down without a fight, and neither is Iran. You know, this is Obama taking on Russia directly or indirectly through Assad, but, I mean, it's clearly a direct confrontation.
Well, the Russians are there. It is a direct,
But remember, the at the core of this is evidence the Egyptian government's going to use in the trials of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration has been paying under the table.
All right, explain what that's going to mean when we come back. I'm going to take a few phone calls. Mark and Joe have been holding, wanting to talk to you and I. This is Bombshell Info with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I'm Alex Jones, our site's InfoWars.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Well, I've only got 6 minutes left with Dr. Jerome Corsi, and when you're informed on these subjects and you know he doesn't make stuff up, plus I already separately have confirmed everything he's saying, it really shakes me up. You know, you'd think I'd be like, oh, we got Obama. They wouldn't be doing this unless they thought they could get away with it. And I want to take two quick calls for you, Dr. Corsi, but as the Egyptians play hardball, getting their money cut off, see, I'm against foreign aid like Rand Paul, because I know they're only going to give it to evil people. But now that it's people trying to fight you know, a massacre of Christians, 30 million hit the streets demanding the military do this. They didn't have a choice. It is the will of the people. Crucifying Christians at the presidential palace. I mean, people hear this, they're like, really? Yeah, this all's going on, and our government's behind it, but it's not our government. So my question is, what do you expect them to try to do?
Well, the easiest solution to this from the point of view of the Obama administration is to focus news on attacking Syria. I mean, having a war, U.S. military against Syria. Of course, that escalates almost to a remarkably dangerous level, the violence going on in the Middle East. It's unpredictable. But I want to go back to, I mean, people really got to get their minds around. We have documentary evidence here. The Egyptians are releasing that completely outside the Constitution, that much worse than Iran-Contra. The Obama administration sending bribes to Muslim Brotherhood officials in Egypt under the Morsi government through our embassy. And remember, the Muslim Brotherhood under Mubarak had been outlawed as a criminal organization, a criminal terrorist organization. It was only after Morsi and Obama supporting Morsi, Obama welcoming the Muslim Brotherhood back into play in Egypt. This has been a unconstitutional, unauthorized by Congress, beneath the table, supported terrorist by the White House. And it's going to be, it's remarkable to find a document that the Egyptians are going to use in criminal trials, with Muslim Brotherhood perhaps being executed for having taken these bribes from the Obama administration.
That's treason to take money from a foreign government to go around and shoot police.
They're going to be tried as spies. The Muslim Brotherhood will be tried as spies in Egypt for taking money from the Obama administration. And the Obama administration has not admitted to the American people that it was paying these bribes.
Well, I think Obama is going to then, they're going to probably go into Syria now, like you said, as a distraction. And Lord knows what else, a new Oklahoma City, a new, who knows. We are all in grave danger. Dr. Jerome Corsi's our guest. We're linked through at Infowars.com to all of the WorldNet Daily Stories, WND.com. This is unbelievable. Real fast, Joe, thanks for holding. What's your take on all this? What's your comment or question on Syria? Syria, the Muslim Brotherhood, all of it. Then we'll go to Mark.
Hey, Alex, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. You know what? What I wanted to say was Army Field Manual 3-3940 is real. They are actually preparing internment camps. I see federal dollars, federal equipment being used to take over municipality, police departments, fire departments. Yeah, they've suspended Posse Comitatus. You know what? They take over these municipalities with their dollars and with their equipment, and then the municipalities in turn have to follow the operations that get dictated from the federal government. You know what? All of this is being turned internally against us. What I wanted to ask you guys really was, do you think that this is just going to be the excuse? This is going to be the excuse, the Syrian...
A proxy war with Russia, that's an excuse to bring in martial law and then bring in their socialist agenda. Dr. Corsi.
Well, it's a very frightening scenario. I mean, it's one has to be taken seriously. Clearly, there's federalizing of the state and local police going on. There's no doubt about it. And it's not happening for no reason. It's got to be happening for some reason. And the scenario is a very frightening one.
Wow. Thank you so much, caller. Dr. Corsi, you probably got to leave, or can you do 5 more minutes to take a few more calls?
I'll do 5 more minutes with you, but I do have to leave. I'm getting calls already.
No, believe me, I can hear them. I can hear them bleeping. Talk to them. We'll be back in 1 minute. Take a few final calls. Get a final comment from you. The third hour coming up. We'll be right back. Mark, stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.